You're listening to SBS News.
The United States says it will commit an additional $961 million in military aid to Ukraine, a package that includes rocket systems credited with helping the country's military gain momentum against Russia. The increased support for Ukraine aligns with the US's condemnation of the Kremlin's annexation of several Ukrainian territories. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States will never recognize the recently annexed regions.
This morning, President Biden spoke with President Zelensky to underscore that the United States will never recognize Russia's purported annexation of Ukrainian territory and will continue to support Ukraine as it defends itself from Russian aggression. President Biden informed President Zelensky that the United States is providing a new $625 million security assistance package to Ukraine as they continue to defend their country from Russia's invasion.
The package includes high mobility artillery rocket systems, artillery systems ammunition, and armored vehicles. Ms. Jean-Pierre says while the US takes any nuclear threat seriously, it hasn't yet deemed it necessary to alter its strategic nuclear stance.
And look, when it comes to the potential nuclear threat, we have been very, very clear about that. We take any nuclear weapons or nuclear saber rattling very seriously here. But I do want to say that we have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons.
As Russia proceeds with its controversial annexations and conscription processes, Ukrainian forces say they're making gains in several Russian-controlled regions. Kirilo Tymoshenko, the deputy head of the Ukrainian president's office, declared 1,534 settlements have been retaken from Russian control.
1,534 settlements in Donetsk, Luhansk, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv and Kherson regions have already been deoccupied. Restoration of state authorities continues. Currently, 1,445 humanitarian headquarters have been organized by regional military administrations in the deoccupied territories. More than 500 settlements have been demined.
United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has detailed reports from Denise Brown, the humanitarian coordinator in Ukraine, after a meeting with locals affected by the war in Mykolaiv.
She was accompanied by representatives of a number of UN agencies who are working on the ground on the humanitarian response. She also met with local and regional authorities and was able to monitor the arrival of the first batch of an additional 28 truckloads of aid supplies provided by the UN. Her visits comes as people in Mykolaiv face a serious humanitarian crisis. The war has destroyed water networks, leaving some 250,000 people who remained in the city, that's about half of its pre-war population. And those people have been struggling every day to access safe drinking water, among other struggles.
Mykolaiv is among the southern regions Ukrainian forces have managed to regain some control of from Russian forces this week. Russia has called on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to agree to peace talks. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says if Mr. Zelensky did not agree to talks that ended in achieving the conditions of the Russian side, any resolution to ongoing fighting would be impossible.
No, it takes two sides to negotiate. You know that from the very beginning, before the military operation, the Russian side was in favor of achieving the conditions of the Russian side through peaceful diplomatic negotiations and means. Now, what can be said? We will wait for the incumbent president to change his position or wait for a future Ukrainian president who would revise his stand in the interests of the Ukrainian people.
But the Ukrainian president has refused to enter the talks and says it's the Kremlin who doesn't want to negotiate peacefully.
I held a series of important negotiations today. First in the afternoon, I spoke with the Prime Minister of India. I informed Mr. Narendra Modi about the situation on the front line, about the success of our military. I presented in detail our view of Russia's recent escalation steps. It is the Kremlin that is doing absolutely everything for this war to end only on the battlefield, not at the negotiating table.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.